In this week's parsha is Parshas Behar B'chukosai. It's also Shabbos Chazak. Chazak and Chazek. The last parshios, two parshios of Sefer Yikra. And I want to begin with a famous Chazal. The Rashi quotes at the beginning of Parshas B'chukosai that everybody talks about. And there's a lot to talk about and there's a lot to learn from. And I want to share with you one idea about that. Rashi comments on the opening pasuk in Parshas B'chukosai, "Im b'chukosai telechu." So Rashi says, "Yochol ze kima mitzvos." I might think that phrase of "b'chukosai telechu" refers to kima mitzvos, refers to fulfilling mitzvos. But the next phrase in the pasuk says, "V'es mitzvosai tishmeru." That's already covered in the pasuk because it says in the next phrase, "And you will keep my mitzvos." Hamani mekayim im b'chukosai telechu. So how am I supposed to understand the phrase? Shkoyach. Im b'chukosai telechu shetiyu amelim b'torah. Famous Rashi. Lots and lots and lots of discussion on this Rashi. If you look in the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, she has, I'm not sure exactly how many, maybe 40 pshatim. Around 40 pshatim in the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. How do we understand? How do we get from the phrase im b'chukosai telechu to shetiyu amelim b'torah? What's the pshat over here? I want to come back to that in a minute, but I want to just jump ahead in the Pesukim and B'chukosai to another Pasuk. And we'll come back and try to explain a little bit more of that. A few Pesukim later, Pasuk Gid Aleph, it says these words, V'nasati mishkani b'sochechem. Hashem says, I'm going to put my Mishkan amongst you. I'm going to give you the Mishkan. I'll build this. Amigdash, according to some commentaries, others say it means, I'll rest my Shechina in you. V'nasati mishkani, my Shechina. My Mishkan, my presence. I will put b'sochechem inside of you. Pretty good. Then the pasuk says, "V'lo sig'al nafshi eschem," and my soul will not be disgusted by you. Strange pasuk. I'll give you my mishkan, and my soul, Hashem says, will not be disgusted by you. What does that mean? So in this very beautiful sefer Shari Aaron, he quotes a parish called Panim Yafos, who says the following pshat. He says, "What's going on over here? Why does the Torah have to say afterwards, if I gave you the Mishkan, so why would I be disgusted? Why would I be repulsed by you? What's the pshat in the pasuk?" See, he says, "Here's the pshat. The pshat is pasuk says in Tehillim, Mi Ale Bahar Hashem, Umi Yakum Bimkom Kadsho." What does that mean? It means there's two different madrigos that a person can achieve in life. One is Mi Ale Bahar Hashem, who can ascend the mountain of Hashem, who can climb a spiritual height. That's stage number one. But there's a follow-up stage, which is not easier at all. It says, after that, who could stay there? It's one thing to climb. It's one thing to have a very spiritual existence, a high, spiritual elevated existence. That's one madriga. But who could stay there? It says the Panim Yafos, that's pshat in this pasuk. It says, V'nasati mishkani b'sochechem. You know what? I'm going to put my mishkan inside of you, but you know what's going to happen then? It'll stay to a point below sigal nafshi eschem. I won't be repulsed by you. You're not going to drop your madriga. You're going to maintain your level. You hit a level, and you stay at that level. You don't just hit a level and then just have an automatic decline. Oh, I had a great davening today, but then 2 minutes later, crash. What happened to me? No. I hit a madriga, I hit a level, I climbed the rung on the ladder, and then I stayed on that rung on the ladder. I got firm bearing on that rung on the ladder, and then I used that rung to climb another rung on the ladder as well. That's how he explains the pshat in this pasuk. Again, v'nasati mishkani b'sochel, I give you my mishkan inside of you, and you'll stay there v'lo sigal nafshi eschem. But I want to ask a simple question, how do you get there? How do you get to a place of miyala b'har Hashem? How do you get to a place where I'm going to climb and I'm going to stay there? And I believe the answer, my friends, is the pasuk we began with, which is Chazal teach us, "Im b'chukosai telechu." What does that mean? It means "Shetiyu amelim haTorah." Amelim haTorah means that a person works hard. The way that a person maintains a madriga that they reach in life, in avodas Hashem and spirituality, is only one way. And there's only one way. There's no two ways that I know of to maintain a madriga. There's only one way. And that is hard work. And you probably have experienced in your own lives, I've experienced in my life for sure many times, where I had a very, very spiritual experience. Ah, I felt so strong. I felt so connected. I felt so inspired in the Avodas Hashem. And then there were times soon after that where I didn't feel that same inspiration. It happens all the time to everybody. How do we deal with that? There's only one way that I know of to deal with that. Only one way that I know of to allow that to last, and that's hard work. That's hard work. Sometimes things come a little easier. Sometimes they come a little bit harder. What a person works hard on is what lasts for a person. What a person gets easy come, as the expression goes, easy come, easy go. It came easily, it goes easily. You invested on it, you worked hard in it, you toiled in it, you were amel in Torah, then you're keeping your madriga. What do you mean I'm keeping it? But I'm not holding on to everything I'm learning. It doesn't matter. If you're working hard, that's all Hashem wants from us, is to work hard. Hashem doesn't want us necessarily to be the next Gadol Hador per se. He doesn't expect every person in this room to become the next Gadol Hador per se. But He gave us each our own brain. He gave us each our own talents. He gave us each our own struggles. He gave us each our own personalities. He gave us each our own package. He dealt everyone in this room a deck of cards. And He said, you know what? Here's your deck. Here's your lemon sometimes in life. But you can make lemonade out of them if you want. How do you turn lemons into lemonade? You gotta work hard. I don't know, you gotta squeeze them. You gotta crush them. You gotta add sugar to them sometimes. Some water, you gotta mix it. It doesn't happen by itself. You just have lemons, it's gonna be sour. Lemonade, I worked hard, I turned the lemon into the lemonade. Boston, we're all coming up a very hard week, not gonna lie. It's hard to imagine that last Thursday we were staying in this room, anticipating Lag BaOmer, excited to go up to Meron, many of us. And we were staying with Tarly, Bein Alad Chabe Emes last Thursday in the Nash Nigan, with excitement, feel. And all of a sudden, in the middle of Meron, unfortunately, so all the excitement came to a scary halt. A lot of reflection has been done for sure over the past week. I'm sure much more reflection will be done also. I imagine that most people in this room, present company included, myself included, felt mostly connected to the tragedy in Meron, because one of our peers, so to speak, it wasn't Baruch, no one in our yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, but someone, unfortunately, in the yeshiva system that we're all friendly with, from Shalavim, Danny Morris, Zechor Levracha, was one of the souls that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to take back in this Meron terrible tragedy. Most of the people in this room didn't know Danny well. Pretty sure about that statement. Some of us maybe rubbed shoulders with him a little bit. Maybe went down to Sakola with him or other camps. But no one here that was very close to Danny Morris. But I think after being at the Levaya, hearing the Hespedim at the Levaya, everybody here feels and has felt a sense of inspiration and hopefully strength from hearing about his short life and what he was en route to accomplish. Just thinking back, when Waxman read his schedule, his daily schedule, which is not uncommon for a Shana Aleph guy to write a schedule up, and now I'm doing this, now I'm doing that, but it is uncommon to have a schedule that includes in it Dafyomi in the schedule, that includes in it a Perek of Mishnayos, that has a Seder in Rambam, in Yad HaChazaka, Mishnah Torah, and has this Seder and that Seder. It sounds like definitely one thing we could say about Dani Zechor Lebracha was that he was Amal BaTorah. That he understood the value and he understood the appreciation of working hard. Working hard in Torah, toiling in Torah, putting an effort to Torah. That's something which is his forever. And in the short life that he lived, that's the legacy which he left for all of us. It's a legacy which, if you look around NCSY and Shalvim and other organizations, MTA, are getting involved in this massive initiative to take on learning for Dani and to do other things as his chus for his neshama. That's an amazing concept. That's an amazing idea. That's power. It's a legacy of Amelim Batorah, which he left behind in his very short life. And it touched me. I know it touched probably everybody else in this room and anyone else that heard the Levaya or saw the Levaya or was at the Levaya. And that's something which we definitely have to try to to inculcate in our lives. Sometimes it's easy to run up a mountain. But to stay there is not so easy. That's the more challenging part. There's only one way that I know that you can stay there. You can't just sit back on your laurels and say, okay, I did it already, I got it, I made it to the top, I'm good, I had my experience, I'm ready to go. No. Roll up your sleeves and try hard. And the Yitzhar doesn't make it easy for us. Yitzhar gives us challenge one after the other and tries to stop us. Just close with this. The Yitzhar knows how precious Talmud Torah is. The Yitzhar wants nothing more than to stop us from learning Torah. So he has all these great tactics to try to get us. Very, very smart, very, very sharp. But those that persevere, those that push through, those that understand that, you know what, it's the effort that matters. It's the pushing that matters. It's trying our best to do the best that we can that makes the difference. Those are the ones that not only are able to climb the mountain, not only are able to ascend and to reach Madrigos, but able to actually keep those Madrigos, hold on to those achievements, make those achievements last for a lifetime. I give us all a bracha. We should be zoche to be amel batorah. We should be zoche to work hard, to use the kochos that Hashem gave us, and imrit Hashem, not only to ascend, to be Ola, Bahar Hashem, but imrit Hashem, to be Yakum and Kum Kocho, to be zoche, to stay in that place forever and ever and ever. Have a good Shabbos. Looking